It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt. I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Everybody, long time no see.
How was the rumble?
Who won?
I missed it.
Oh. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm
Dude,
Derek.
Can you believe Bob Backlund came back and won the rumble?
Really?
Mr. Bob Backlund.
Bob fucking Backlund.
Plebeian.
I can't believe it.
I think he's from Minnesota.
Minnesota?
I thought he was from like Connecticut, but I guess maybe Minnesota.
I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
Tyra Banks, big fat fucking diots.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Bob Backlund Rumble 2013. Woo!
And Steve.
Hello.
Hi. You know, I was thinking, we're doing these two shows a week now. We should change our shirts. It's getting,
Yeah.
We must look like dirtbags.
Well, I watched all this, you know, Monday.
Yeah. I did too. I'm just saying. It's just weird that we keep wearing the same thing.
Yeah, well.
On Mondays and Thursdays.
Well, it's my personal opinion that Matt has a cartoon character's wardrobe where it's just, it's all the same.
It's pretty much.
And what is with the knees in the shirt? You do that a lot.
Because I get crumbs on the shirts.
Matt is sitting on the couch, and he's got his shirt over his knees. Like you used to do when you were a kid and go, look, I got boobs. But he's just sitting there at the, on the computer with his shirt over his knees.
Yeah.
And he just tells me it's so the crumbs just fall.
So he's just not. I do it, I
his
do it
shirt's
at work.
A giant bib.
Yeah. No. I also do it at work because we handle a lot of cardboard boxes.
So
and you get the cardboard box shavings all over your shirt all day. Yeah. So I'll just sit at my desk with my shirt and my knees going like this.
Wow.
Yeah, because it straightens out the fabric.
And stretches
so
it
comes
out,
off easier.
We got to get you a sticky buddy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I just got one of those like pet hair rollers.
Yes.
And my dog was shedding, so I'm like, well, I'll just
shedding.
Oh, what?
They said shitting.
I was like, I can just get the dog hair off with this, and she loves it.
Oh, yeah?
Anytime I grab the thing, she runs to me now and wants me to rub it on her.
Try the vacuum. See if the vacuum.
Although works. That was my first, my first attempt.
Didn't like it.
No, not at all.
My son doesn't like the vacuum either. He's like a dog.
Does he pee on
if
it?
You turn it on? Yeah, he'll jump on the bed and piss.
I had a husky growing up, and
I was husky growing up. We have so much in common.
Oh, we should high five right now.
We should. I stay over there for like a minute. Air five.
He, of course, like every dog, hated the vacuum. But it was the only dog I've ever seen do this where. If we left the vacuum out, like didn't put it in a closet or anything, he would go and piss on it when nobody was around.
Nice.
Like this is his. Would you think you're so fucking tough? How about this? Yeah, you like that bitch?
So just motherfucker.
The base of the vacuum was just greasy and just covered in urine.
Ew.
Like, we'll just put the bad vacuum away.
Yeah.
Why not? You're in the wrong neighborhood, motherfucker. You should do that, but keep it plugged in. And then on like a light switch, you know? So watch him. Well, I'm sure he's passed now, but he should have.
Yeah.
And when he went up to it to try to pee, he just flipped the switch. Yeah. And just
watch him run, just still pissing.
Yeah, he's just running and pissing at the same time. Yeah.
This dog also notoriously took a fucking bright orange shit one time.
Nice. Whoa.
Crayola shit?
Me and at Shred Geen were taking him for a walk, and he stopped to take a shit, and it just, yeah, it came out like crayon orange.
Nice. Fucking Halloween orange.
I love that dog.
Pumpkin King.
Oh, I like the Tyra Banks up in the chat there.
Yeah, no, it's good.
She's gross.
Or whatever this is. Can you say she's gross?
She's ugly. Her face is ugly.
This is the guy
She's not ugly at all.
I would slap my donger between her bosoms.
She's got a nice body.
And then finish on her five head.
Well, what's wrong with her face?
She's actually a lot thicker now, too. She's gained quite a bit of weight since her modeling days.
She's just dark.
Gross. Steve vomit. Just, no blacks.
Yeah, exactly. Steve just doesn't like black women.
I do. Yeah, well, I don't.
Like as people?
But
let me clarify.
There's nothing wrong with her.
Have you ever seen Tyra Banks with no makeup?
She's an asshole, but there's nothing wrong with her.
Let's not go too far away. Let me clarify. Mm. There is beautiful black women out there.
Yeah, there are beautiful black
There's
women.
Beautiful
there
black women.
Stacey Dash.
Mothers of your earth, queens of the universe.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't fuck.
Yeah. She is full on black, too. Like, I don't think she has any... any Caucasian in her whatsoever.
Can I add? Does she want some?
Can I give you two reasons?
Like I said, she doesn't have any Caucasian.
She's 3.5 inches Irish.
Wow.
Can I give you two reasons why I wouldn't fuck a black chick?
Go ahead.
I'm frightened. Frightened by black nipples.
What?
Yeah.
You know, it's some overly dark conscience. Nipples. Real.
Yeah, they can be extremely dark.
I don't. Oh, that freaks me out. Mm. And then just... the contrast of the interior, the inside of the labia,
yeah,
compared to the outside.
Oh, the old
now she's not very
leather
dark.
Wallet thing.
Yeah, purple, the whole purple meatloaf pussy. Like our roast beef sandwich purple gimmick. I just freaks me out. But the black nipples.
Yeah, I'm with you with the nipples. I've seen Latin chicks in like porn and stuff nipples dark enough that made me just be like, wow, she's hot, but those nipples are too weird for me to fucking make some spunk to this.
Too far.
Well, here's Tyra with no makeup.
See, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's beautiful, all right. Disgusting alien.
All right.
She does look like an alien.
An alien, yeah.
Somebody fucked with this picture. They had to have. There's no way her jaw is
looks
that
looks like
slim.
She has a mustache.
No, that's her.
No, she just has, like, freckles, probably.
Now, you guys are going to tell me she's beautiful.
She's all right, whatever.
I mean, that's still poke, but, like...
don't blow it on her mustache.
I think that she's intentionally making herself look...
No, she's not.
Like a heroin addict.
That's her waking up on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, I got you. But I think she's amming that up a little bit.
No.
Because that's the kind of person she is. She's like, look, this is what I...
What
this
kind of
is
person
look
is
like.
She? She thinks she's
this
shit.
What she does. That's what she does. She's highly self-deprecating.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
She thinks she's the fucking top dog.
She kind of has the right to. She's made a shitlot of money.
Yeah.
She can go ahead
she
and
made
do
enough
whatever
money
she
where
wants
she
about
can,
herself.
She can do this and get away with it.
She's made enough money to just go, hey, look, this is me being butt ugly.
Look, she looks like she got some fucking free time from Ark to take these pictures.
Nice.
Actually, these kind of remind me of the pictures you take of yourself, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are like your Instagrammies.
Selfie.
Dicks. The other black model that came up around the same time of her as her is Naomi Campbell. Now, she is very black,
and she's very gross.
And I'm not into her at all.
And she's got black nipples,
blark nipples.
Like they. Oh, isn't the speed of darkness faster than the speed of light or some shit?
What? What?
Because her dark ass nipples.
The first thing you see, you just like when her picture comes up. If you have a camera with a fast enough shutter on it, just the nipples appear first.
Even through a vest, it's just horrible. I can't stand her.
Well, technically, since light cannot escape the gravity of a black hole, maybe we could. That's what you were talking about, Steve.
Yeah, something like that.
Huh?
Some shit like that.
Anyway.
She's got pit hair.
There's a reason why the hottest black chick in America is white. And that's Beyonce.
Stacey Dash.
They make her as white as can be. I just see a picture of her in the paper. They like make her whiter than she is.
Sure they do.
Just to make her appealing.
She bleaches her skin.
Just to make her appealing to everybody.
She bleaches her skin.
Because she knows there's...
Because that equals money.
And yeah, and they know there's people out there like me that are scared of black nipples. So they want to make them a little lighter.
Black nipples.
Yes.
Fucking nibble nipples.
All right, Derek, who's the hottest black chick you can think of?
I don't know.
Didn't we do this bit already?
We did, like last week.
Hottest black chick?
Yes.
Tyra Banks.
No, we never did hottest black chick.
That Tyra Banks, that was just on the screen.
This one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one with makeup and
the one with no makeup. That's the hottest one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right. In my goddamn life.
She's kind of got like a storm thing going on with the hair. from X-Men. She probably should have been Storm.
Yeah.
She was a worthless
character.
She's
another gross Halle Berry, one, too. Yeah.
What the Halle fuck Berry. Is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I can't stand Halle Berry. She's not fully black, so.
Remember when Steve said China was really hot?
I do.
Steve would do China before Tyra Banks.
No, I wouldn't.
You would.
China was staring me down in Red Bank yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now I was waiting for some people to show up to Yestercades, and I'm just, you know, standing out there on my phone texting. And there's a traffic light right by the building, and it's like, you know, some woman pulls up, and I'm looking. Just happened.
Hey.
I'm texting, but then like as I'm looking up, like she's like staring at me, and she looked just like China. I was just like, but when I looked up at her, she didn't stop looking at me.
She just went,
yeah, exactly. No, she was just like kind of staring, and then all of a sudden she like put up like a hood on her shirt and drove away.
She's a hit man, woman, hit woman.
But she looked like China.
Hmm. End of story.
That's unfortunate for her.
Yeah. Did she have the big jaw? Did she have a Sergeant Slaughter
She
jaw?
Was not as exaggerated.
Did she have the big cock?
But she looked just like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like showing out the window.
Does she have butter knife scars going all the way up her
butter
chest?
Butter knife.
I'm going to do this myself.
You sound just like
her. My God. St. Paul, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. St. Paul man has been charged with terroristic threats.
Cool. I'm the terrorist
for
of Minnesota.
Pointing an AK-47 rifle at his daughter during an argument over the fact that she got two B's instead of straight A's in school. Now, this guy is a fucking class act right here.
You know, back when I was a kid, dads could point guns at kids for not getting good grades.
Yeah.
This is despicable.
Like, that's just, you know, getting the gun. I want to bring his picture up here.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a creepy looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to be seeing a lot of this now.
I think he's looking at
everybody
incident. That has a gun is going to be basically
under the
looking
microscope.
Like Matt.
Yes, thank you. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, you know, you're going to hear about all the stuff you don't hear about.
Yeah.
It's just going to be everywhere.
This would have been swept under the rug.
Whatever.
Just some pig. Yeah.
Did anybody get hurt?
No.
So victimless crimes are now going to be constantly published in the media, even though the left is totally against victimless crimes. Yeah. It's very interesting.
Mm. Mm.
The definition,
good point, man.
Definition of victimless crimes.
He looks like a cross between George Carlin and Kane from RoboCop 2.
Yes.
Never saw RoboCop 2.
What?
Nope.
You got to add that to the list of movies
what?
You got to get on.
Yeah, I put up on Facebook that I was going to start watching movies. There are so many movies that I just haven't seen.
I got a bunch of shit for not seeing was it The Warriors.
Did you say Nazi?
Warriors is a good flick.
Yeah, I never saw it either. And one of the vendors at the show this weekend was on me for it.
It's a good movie. Yeah,
I've never seen that. I've never seen Godfather. Yes. That's another one people get on me for.
Never saw an entire Godfather movie.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, a lot of stuff I just never saw. Gangs of New York, which is the one I brought up.
Which is fantastic.
I saw it advertised on TV. And I'm like,
anything with Leo is a great...
You never saw it?
Never seen it either.
Anything with Leo is going to be grade A fucking awesome.
Grade A.
I mean,
what was that?
My God.
But actually, the coolest...
Death Frog.
The coolest guy in the movie is the bad guy, so that's cool.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do like a top 50 movies... And see which ones I've seen or not seen. All right, well, this is top 250, mostly. Shawshank Redemption, number one, according to IMDb. Saw that.
Yeah.
Godfather. Godfather Part 2. We went through that. Pulp Fiction. Saw that.
I haven't seen it.
You didn't see Pulp Fiction?
Nope.
You're just as bad as me. we're gonna take a week's vacation, you and I.
All right.
And we're going to Netflix the fuck out of this TV. Just me and you, naked, here.
I'm in.
On that couch.
Butt naked.
Yep.
Chicken nuggets in hand.
Chicken nuggets, popcorn, and fucking no beer, because we got to remember it.
First match of the night in Royal Rumble was Del Rio versus Big Show.
Last we know. Standing. It's fucking
Thursday. That was like a week ago.
Why are you talking? This is over.
Last man standing, and the manager Rodriguez guy duct taped Big Show's feet to the rope so he couldn't get up.
Didn't that happen?
Yeah, they did that finish with...
Batista?
Yeah.
They just did it again. There you go. Go ahead.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Nope.
Never sat through that.
That's Clint Eastwood, baby.
Yep. 12 Angry Men. I saw that, actually.
The old one?
Yeah, all right.
I saw that in school.
Yeah, I did too. We went to the same school.
Oh, my God.
It was the Dark Knight. Saw that.
On TBS, I saw part of it.
Okay. Schindler's List. Never saw it.
Nope.
Oh, I jerked off to the shower scene.
Okay.
There's a Seinfeld episode about that one.
There's a porn called Schindler's Fist.
Yeah.
And then another one called Schindler's
he
Hips.
He made out during the movie. Old Jews got mad at him.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. I saw that.
Is that the third one?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I did see that one.
Just that one?
That's the only one I've seen.
Well, if you're going to see one, it might as well be the last one.
There's a scene in Schindler's List where a SS soldier walks up to a Jew on their knees and just shoots him in the skull. Mm-hmm. And then just blood just spurts out of him and makes a noise.
And you jerked off to that, right?
No. Me and Matt actually used to make the noise, the sound effects. It was hilarious. We used to go...
Yes.
That's how the blood sound
was. Funny.
And we got Fight Club. Saw that plenty of times.
Nope.
Star Wars Episode 5. You never saw Fight Club?
Oh, there's new Star Wars they're making right now, by the way.
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams.
I might see it.
Is on board.
Might see it.
I'm going to venture to guess you saw the original trilogy.
The first three that were released, four, five, and six.
You never saw the prequels?
No. I like the prequels more.
I saw...
You would. I don't like the Jar Jar Binks.
Wait.
Well, it's funny, the J.J. and Jar Jar, and J.J. Abrams stands for Jar Jar, so...
Yeah.
Right.
I saw the one with the big guy who's like skeleton like. Which one's that?
He-Man.
Grievous.
Darth Maul.
That was episode 3.
Okay.
That was the last of
the very last one. I've seen that one. Horrendous.
I've only
that was the
ever
best one of the bunch.
Seen episode 1.
That was the best one. That was the best one
of the prequels, yes.
Wow.
They weren't very good.
Which one was not directed by George Lucas?
I think the only one he
There's
directed
two,
was
right?
the first one, I think.
The real first one.
Yeah, well, episode 4.
Episode 4. So episode 5 and 6 were...
Somebody else.
According to Webmonster Mike, the best one is the first one that was not directed by him. Would that be The Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah, that's what everybody
That's the
likes.
Best one, okay.
And that is number 11 on this list.
Is that the one with the Ewoks?
Never seen it.
No, that would be episode 6.
Because apparently somebody... I think it was TMZ... reported that they were doing that J.J. Abrams or whatever signed on and they said no Jar Jar Ewoks or something like that, but Ewoks were awesome. Why do people hate on Ewoks?
Because they did the Ewoks to appeal to kids, so people who were really into like episode 5, which was more battly and serious sci-fi, and all of a sudden they have like these little teddy bears running around killing people,
really jumping the shark.
To me that was
awesome though.
Yeah, as a kid. But
no, even now.
As an adult. I fucking love Ewoks. You give me Ewok right now. I'm going to fucking
cuddle. I like Ewok things.
Do you want me to post a picture of me hugging
an Ewok? I like things with Ewoks on them.
I always refer to that one as the one with the Ewoks.
Yes.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane, who was doing the Family Guy Star Wars episodes, he did episode 4, 5, and 6, like spoofs of them.
Yeah.
And episode 6, he was going to call The Great Muppet Caper. Because he was basically... Because he had Jabba the Hutt and all his crew, and it was very monster-heavy.
Snide's
Noodles.
Which Star Wars movie was it where they had to get whales to save the future?
I'm sorry, what?
Which Star Wars movie was it where they had to get whales to save the future or something?
No, that's something else.
That was Star Trek.
Yeah. What about the Star Wars movie where they put bugs in people's ears?
That was Star Trek, too. Huh. Star Trek as well.
Did I see any Star Wars movies?
I don't think you did. Huh. I think you're getting confused.
All right, so Derek, before you jump to conclusions and make fun of me for liking the prequels, I like them because of the actor that played Obi-Wan Kenobi. I think he did a fantastic job.
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah, I'm a fantastic... Obi-Wan Kenobi is my favorite character in the movie, in the series.
Pretty badass.
I seem to remember former Aristocrat Vaughn going apeshit over Ewan McGregor's penis.
Yes, in the Velvet Goldmine movie, I believe.
Oh, you can see his penis!
Yeah.
You want to see it? I got it in my back pocket.
We were talking about like Peter Steele's penis, and Vaughn was just like, you think that's big? Why do you see Ewan McGregor?
Well, you think that's big?
He's big for a Scotsman, at least.
It was pretty big.
He's got a pretty delicious uncut hog. I hope one listens to
he's
this.
He's got some good haggis on him.
Haggis.
It's all haggis, no sausage. All bangers, no mash.
But
so which Star Wars movie had the interstellar portal found in Egypt?
No, that's Star Trek again.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm assuming.
I don't remember that.
I'm not a Star Trek guy.
I purposely looked up Stargate for the reference.
Okay.
Stargate.
Interestingly enough, StarTrek.com like to release the news of the Star Wars 7.
Oh.
Because J.J. Abrams is also doing the next Star Trek movie.
Yes, he is.
So he's got some work.
Yeah, it was weird because he had said in an interview, they asked him if he was going to be directing when it came out that Disney was making the next Star Wars.
Yeah.
And he pretty much said no.
Disney's making this? There's going to be some boners in there.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then they said to him, there's a lot of money in it. And he's like,
well, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what he said was he wasn't a fan of Star Trek growing up. So making the Star Trek movie was good because he didn't have any emotional attachment to the Star Trek franchise. But he was a Star Wars fan, so he was basically afraid of not being able to live up to people's standards. And then they basically showed him how much they would be paying him, and he was like, I will fucking do whatever you want me to do. But I have
faith. I will blow you and McGregor for this.
I know.
I hear he's big.
I heard. I'm not worried about who's directing it, because obviously he's a good director. He'll make it good. I'm worried about who's writing it.
Yeah.
I didn't really get into that. Because the story is what would really fuck it up, basically. It's going to look nice no matter what. It's fucking Disney. It's Industrial Lights and Magic. It's J.J. Abrams. It's going to look wonderful.
Yeah.
But I don't know how the story is going to be. Because it's going to be a new story. Not necessarily new characters, but they're not taking an existing story from the EU.
Mm. Oh, nice.
What happened?
This little refresh there.
See, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's weird.
It just does that out of nowhere.
Hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, there's a lot of movies that Kevin and I have to catch up on.
Yeah.
But all the Star Wars are in the top 16 here, so that's a good thing.
Here. Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
These are good movies.
Cool.
At Shred Geen tweeted that a picture from his office. He's at work right now, and he's got us up on the big screen in his office.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. Give him that
what
again.
Office?
Now you're full screen. Now
at
you're full screen.
At 8:30 at night. Oh.
What do you mean, what office?
Yeah, where is he? Who is this guy? I don't know.
He works for an oil company.
An oil company?
Yeah. You met him on New Year's.
Oh, him.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, we're sometimes at the office till like 3, 4 in the morning where I am.
Mm-hmm.
We got some big fucking monitors in there.
Yeah.
And soon.
Cool.
Soon to have a 100-inch projection screen in the official Combat Network Arena.
What?
Known as the Marlboro Slaughterhouse.
Wow.
We're looking for approximately a March 1st.
Wasn't the Marlboro Slaughterhouse the insane asylum? 520? No, seriously, wasn't it?
Relocating.
There was a Marlboro Slaughterhouse, and there was a Marlboro Mental Hospital. Those are two different weird New Jersey-like things. Well, yes. They were
weren't they associated? It was some weird thing.
Oh, were they when they filled up the
asylum,
they would bring them to
slaughter.
No,
see, the asylum was another name that I was going to go for.
The story I had read was that the slaughterhouse was on a farm that was the land was taken over by the mental hospital, mm-hmm. and then the guy who ran the farm still lived in the farm, the part of the farm that was shut down, and then was killing people in the slaughterhouse.
I don't know about that. I don't know why they would take over the farm, because I don't think they're even attached. I think there's actually like quite a bit of distance between
them. Well, that was the legend when it got to my generation.
Because I'm pretty sure if you're going west on 520, that it's on the right hand side of the road. That's right. That's where Marlboro is.
Yes.
All the way in the back. Oh. And
not so local reference.
But if you go,
semi-local
reference. To your left, you have to go down like another couple miles and then drive down 79, like half a mile. So I don't think there's any real connection there.
Touché.
I'm just saying there's still a chance they could have purchased that land and decided to like put another facility there. Hmm. But the only reason I'm going with Marlboro Slaughterhouse is because it will be for fighting games and people will be slaughtering each other. And it is in Marlboro, New Jersey. So,
but not literally slaughtering each other.
Oh,
Derek,
in
I just
the game.
Tweeted out the picture of me hugging an Ewok. It's on Twitter. You can pull it up if you want.
Yeah, that's not nice to say about your mother-in-law.
Oh, I remember this.
Blue cheese toes.
Oh, wow. My God.
Look at that little molestable
Roger boy. I was friends
Roger
with that
boy.
Motherfucker right there.
Yeah.
Friends with that motherfucker.
I was awesome. I'm on the right.
Yeah.
Dude, that is a scary-ass costume.
Yeah.
What?
So is it that's you and Young Atomic Dog hanging out?
I think. Oh, I was wearing sunglasses that, you know, can hang around your neck.
Well, yeah, that was the style.
That's Florida, by the way. Look at that fat-ass dumper in the background.
Oh, my God. With the old lady pants on.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought my...
her waistline is under her tits.
I went to Florida with my aunt and my father. I literally thought they were just going to drop dead from the heat. We went in the summertime, which is even worse. Even at that age, I had trouble breathing in Florida.
Wow.
So does it creep you out at all that knowing now that that's just like a midget in a suit?
No, no. To me, as I sit right now, I'm just trying to make pretend it's real.
I passed out in front of E.T. the Ride. Almost passed out. They had to bring me into a store in the air.
Because it was so hot, right?
It was fucking hot.
That's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
But I love it better than the cold, though.
We were there for 4th of July. Hmm. Which was a ridiculous mistake that we never made again.
One of my coworkers went to Vegas in the summer. Wow. And literally, the soles of his shoes melted as he walked across the street. That's not normal.
No.
It shouldn't be.
I went to Florida once.
That's impossibly hot. It's like January. Walking on the surface of Venus.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he walked across the street, Kev. And it just melted.
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you do, Kev?
I went to Florida once. It was January. I ate at the Earl of Sandwich. the extent of my travels.
I went there once and I ate at the Brown Derby in Disney, and John Tesh was there.
Oh.
He's
the guy.
His family.
He's the guy who did the da-na-na-na-na. Right?
I don't know.
Oh. Was that somebody else?
It's Gary Glitter.
Oh, yeah. Did you pick up on that? Some other pedophile. I want to talk about these people.
Oh, what?
What is going on?
Is he pregnant?
That looks like Jabba.
What is that?
Do you have that up?
Yeah. Yep.
And I won't take my clothes off. Look at that thing.
That low angle shot's really unflattering for her.
Yeah. A couple who is addicted to McDonald's.
Oh, they're together.
Oh, yeah.
Look how proud that guy is.
Yes. That is a horrible gut.
Yeah, because
how does it get distended
that? That's a stomach tumor.
Yeah, like when your weight only goes to like the stomach.
You know what you wouldn't do? You wouldn't punch him in the stomach. I fucking
Supposedly, if the majority of your weight is in your stomach and the rest of your body is like almost to normal human proportions, it means you have a really bad heart condition
and extreme diabetes risk. Yeah.
Actually, I heard when it's not around your chest and it's in your belly, it's better for your heart.
Bullshit.
That's what I heard. I don't know.
I bet you the rest of that bottle of Captain Morgan.
I know.
That I'm right.
No,
save some for daddy.
The you'll notice most people who are diabetic, they look like pregnant Mexican women. No, because they just they have like the very narrow like backside, and they have a big fucking gut like that guy.
That's from eating chalupas.
Yeah.
Well, this is Emma and Dylan Smith. They would eat a huge breakfast of McMuffins after driving their children to school.
So they don't work.
They were back for chicken wraps at lunchtime.
McMuffins.
And this is over in Britain, by the way. They had takeaway burgers every night. Usually
takeaway burgers.
Yes, takeaway.
What is that? Anyway?
Usually from KFC, fast food burgers.
Takeaway.
Takeaway fast home. Food.
Drive-through.
Yeah, drive-through. Take it. To-go. Togo. The combined weight of the couple who have four children.
Can we guess?
Children.
Can we guess?
Yeah, let me just do the conversion here.
But he's not that heavy.
No, she's much bigger.
Real quick, having a pot belly, even if you're not overweight, possesses greater risk of death from heart problems than being generally obese, warned doctors. Suck it, Rogers.
Wow, it actually said suck it, Rogers?
Yes.
Who's Rogers?
Right, let's talk about Steve.
Roy Rogers.
Oh, Roy
Rogers? Of course.
I love Roy Rogers.
Captain America, you're talking about, right?
What?
Anyway, so the combined weight of these two.
All right.
Well, even though it says they're... Oh, no, it doesn't. Never mind.
So they're grotesque.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, go first.
All right. That guy's probably... he's probably right around two bills. Because he looks relatively thin overall.
I don't know. That looks packed in there.
But he does have quite a bit of gut there. I'm going to give a TCW of... It's hard to do without the heights.
And you're getting her from a low angle, so it's hard
to...
It's
I'm going to say there are probably about five bills combined.
He...
Hang on.
Oh,
hang on.
Whoa, whoa. Only Matt guesses now?
Unless
is that how this game works?
Unless he's very
What's
tall,
this about?
Which he does not look at it because of the proportion of his head compared to the rest of his body. I'm gonna go with that. 550 at the most. All right, go ahead, guys.
So what's your guess? Five or 550?
We'll say 550.
Okay. 550? All right. Go ahead, Kev.
I'm going to put her about 260. I'm going to go ahead and say he's about 284.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So specific.
So what does that add up to?
Remember your numbers because I'm not writing
that's,
them down.
That's
what did you say? 284 and 260 is 544.
Yeah, that one.
Steve?
I'm going to put her at about, I'm going to say 440. Ooh, nice dodge. Wow. No. Total combined. Sorry. Total combined. I just skipped right over to total combined.
TCW?
I'm going with TCW of 440.
I was going like 225 and 275 for them. It's hard to tell with her, though. You can't tell if it's the angle or if she could be 300, 330 pounds.
You don't see her hips, really.
Yeah.
In the backside.
Is 17 stone, which comes out to 238 pounds. God,
fuck.
Not too big.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't, I mean.
Well, he's old
he's
belly,
big.
And you can see some tit above his hand.
Yeah. Little I mean, boop. I'm 230, so he is.
You're pretty much built like him.
That's what you look like, Derek.
Really?
No.
Let's see.
You're probably
Derek,
about.
Stand up. It was the pregnant shot. Let's see. Oh boy!
You probably
I'm not lifting my shirt.
You
up.
Probably have a built photo.
Oh yeah,
you're pushing.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that guy is grateful he has what he has, not what you have.
That's just mean. Rogers.
Could be worse. Could be worse. Could be Derek. She is 22 stone, 308 pounds.
What?
Total combined weight of roughly 560 pounds. So Matt was
10 pounds off.
Wait, what was your final guess?
550.
Well, actually, 39 stone, which would be 546.
Okay.
So
I was closest
left.
Without going over.
I hate these stone
no?
things.
No?
So dumb.
Wait, what did you guess, Steve?
I said 544.
Oh.
Well, that was what I said.
But, however, they lost some weight.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
And
nothing's gonna do anything for that mug of hers, though.
What was their total combined?
She actually looks like somebody we know, Matt.
546 or something. 550.
546.
Okay, 550. So now they're down to 537.
I don't know what they're down to now.
Because they each got a haircut.
Yeah,
Matt.
Damn hippies.
Ah, y'all motherfuckers is mean.
Good.
I didn't hear
what. So we're going to guess her new weight.
Wait, what was her weight again? Three what?
308.
308.
Hey, real quick, the place formerly known as Ted's Tavern carried the Royal Rumble on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why formerly known as?
Because it's now known as Strikers.
So it's not known as fucking.
With a Y.
That's really gay.
So it's not known as Park and Brawl no more.
Oh man.
So let's guess their new weight, you're saying?
Well, I gotta find out if it says their new weight.
Do they have pictures of them now?
They do. I was leading up to that.
Oh,
you guys want to know what they weigh now. And it doesn't really say.
I'm gonna say he probably didn't lose no more than 50 pounds. and she could have lost up to 100.
They lost 17 stone between them.
So that's 308 pounds.
Oh, so she's down to
250.
11 stone, which is 154.
Okay, all right. If she's tall, she might actually be...
No, not attractive.
Don't not.
But better not than Tyra Banks.
Yeah. And he's 10 stone, which is 140.
Wow.
And here they are now.
Wow. Oh, she's tall. Giant.
Still
she's
ugly as sin.
Tall.
Right, well, dude,
they're British.
That's what threw me off.
I was just going to say, there's not too many good-looking British chicks out there.
I'll let Emma Watson
she's
know.
Got some,
oh, yeah. I love her, though.
Oh, man. She's really like...
A cunt.
Yeah. No, she is.
But, you can tell she's an asshole.
Yeah, total asshole, but she's like getting really...
tall.
She's
smart.
Doing,
she's in Oxford.
Yeah.
That's
no,
smart?
she's like letting her tits like and shit now. Have you seen
smart.
Those pictures? Yeah, it is.
So wait a minute. Hang on a second. You're saying she's smart because she goes to Oxford or some shit?
I guess so.
Because
everybody goes
because
to
Oxford eating McDonald's
there.
Every day is dumb. That's not smart. Just throw that out there.
She's just having a McMuffin, bro.
A couple McMuffins.
A half a
dozen basically
McMuffins.
They were eating McMuffins for breakfast and then burgers for lunch and dinner with the occasional McFlurry in between.
Man, her teeth are fucked up.
Yeah.
She's British.
British. Why is she with that guy who's so short?
And what's with this forever plaid?
And why yeah, why is she wearing his lumberjack shirts?
Yeah, she can't afford to get new clothes. She's got to wear all his old stuff.
Yeah. She slimmed down, so now she can fit into his clothes.
Yeah. How did they lose weight? Tapeworm?
Dieting.
Oh.
Tapo. Yeah. Oh. All right, so how tall do you think that guy is?
Oh, God.
5'6"?
She looks big.
She looks like she's 5'10".
Yeah, I'd say 5'8", 5'10", yeah.
I say she's 6'7", and he's about
she's
6'5".
A psycho Sid.
Yeah, I got to do this here, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is funny. New Massachusetts PSA. Massive tootits. Mm-hmm. Pull up your pants or face a fine. Let me get this. Let me get the video up here. There's a video, and it's pretty fucking funny. I hope. Yeah, let me get this.
Like race to the fucking.
Yeah. Respect yourself. Respect our community. Really. Loading.
Buffer.
Your internet sucks, man. You gotta go to dial-up.
Choding. Oh, we're using a lot of bandwidth right now on the stream.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
Because we're streaming at 720p today.
Hey, fuck yeah. Yeah. Is there a way we can stream lower but record higher?
I don't know.
Yeah. Right, maybe this will work.
So yes. You think you look pretty good wearing your pants like that, don't you? Underwear exposed. Hip hop style. Well, there's something you may not know.
That's
Johnny
Law.
You can be fined up to $300, be placed in a state prison for up to 3 years,
what?
Or be placed in a county jail for up to 2 years. You still think it's cool? It's the law. Pull up your pants.
Motherfucker.
Respect yourself.
This message brought to you by the Black Mental Health Alliance of Massachusetts.
What? That's not real.
Black Mental
Health
Alliance.
No, there's no fucking way that's real.
Yes.
Black Mental Health Alliance.
Can you go to blackmentalhealthalliance.org, please?
.org.
Oh, all right.
Of Massachusetts. Okay, no.
I don't agree with any jail time for it, but I do totally agree with fines.
Well, I guess it's like indecent exposure.
They're not exposed, really. But,
Yeah, man, when their parents are down like that, you can smell some dirty ass stinking doo-doo.
You probably can. Little poo-poo pellets in there.
That's some never headed hoe.
But,
dirty ass stinking doo-doo ass.
That's a nappy headed hose there. I'm going to take that
out.
Here at blackmentalhealthnet.com, we appreciate the strength of the black community while acknowledging its unique challenges, both in broader and social sense, and specifically in matters of mental health. Wow. This is real.
Yes, it is.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what it's come to. Can we make a sizable donation to Black Mental Health?
I just want to say that PSA that we just played and that we just showed on our stream here, you can also watch it on youtube.com/aristocratsradio, is real and was made within the last couple months. Did that not have like a completely like mid 90s, early 90s vibe
really
to
it?
It was
Saturday morning cartoon PSA.
Exactly. I would call the feeling sobering.
I just need to point out there's a banner on the top of their website that changes with the different topics and all that.
A bear?
Banner.
A banner.
A banner. Yeah. And there's what appears to be a father and son. Mm-hmm. African American.
Well, yeah.
The father, I'm pretty sure, was the guy who was the cop in the commercial.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, are you saying there's a conspiracy?
Yep. Yep, I am.
Were they in on the Newtown conspiracy?
So I'm at the BMHA here. Are you talking about right in the front page there?
Yeah.
So by the way, the
Newtown. See, now I'm afraid that I'm just going to be called racist.
Because they all look alike.
The Newtown conspiracy shit, by the way, it just doesn't stop.
Right, there's him there.
Oh, no. I think we're on different sites.
Oh.
I'm on BMHN.
Oh, it's the Black Mental Health Alliance, I thought, right? Yes, Alliance.
BMHAM.
I don't know. When I Googled it, I got blackmentalhealthnet.com.
No, that is not correct.
All right. Well, then that guy on this site is the guy from the commercial.
Because that guy looks like him, too.
Because they all.
wait a minute. Hold on a second. They all are black and they all have goatees.
Yeah.
And they all have kids.
That may or may not be their own.
Changed. Hold on.
Because I was looking at this here.
No.
No, that's not the same guy. What were you on? Can't do it over here.
Is there a white mental health alliance?
It could be.
Yeah, it's called the Insane Asylum.
Go away.
What was it? Black
mental? It is. It is.
Health what? Black mental health.
Net.com.
Man, I heard that fart, by the way.
Yeah, it sounded like firecrackers.
It sounded like your balls jumped up over your dick.
This one. Yeah.
I wish that could happen.
This one?
Yes. The guy on the left.
No.
Yes.
Yo, look at that nose, dude. Look at that nose.
We need to look at that nose.
Look at the nose. Look at the nose.
That's the same guy.
Come on, man.
That is absolutely the same guy.
That's him. It's not him. That's him.
That's lighting that makes him look a little whiter.
That's Officer.
Ossifer.
Ossifer.
No.
Saggy pants video. Love it.
Anyway. So that's going on in Massive Two Tits.
Mm. Cool. Loving it. They don't like their blacks getting all fucking wacky.
Well, hey, you don't respect yourself.
Respect yourself, fool.
Speaking of Star Wars, Lego has been accused of racism with a Star Wars Lego set.
Yes.
Yes.
What was Mace Windu not black?
No, this is actually coming from a whole different.
Oh, is it because he has a purple fucking lightsaber and he's the only one with a purple one?
Is it because they keep sticking a leg between their legs?
No.
I like my grape Kool-Aid lightsaber.
I got to admit, that does look pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it is. It's Jabba's palace.
Except that's a fucking plantation.
Austria's Turkish community has said that the model was based on, oh God, Hagia Sophia Mosque in Istanbul, and the accompanying figures depicted Asians and Orientals as people with deceitful and criminal personalities. So basically what they're saying is that this toy depicting Jabba's palace is the same as this mosque.
Maybe that's what Jabba's palace was designed after.
Probably,
but
something
it looks nothing
similar.
Alike.
No, well, it the does. Dome here
is that the White House?
And there, oh God, I can't do this.
No,
this is getting difficult.
It doesn't look anything alike. I'm
no.
sorry.
Where's the tower?
The
tower.
Sure,
there's vague similarities.
Yeah, but it's not. Mm. You know, and then they're sitting there saying that the characters that come with the set were made to, you know, make Asians seem like criminals.
What, do they have like mean looking vases?
Well, it comes with like Jabba the Hutt. And they're saying that like Lego just made Jabba the Hutt out of fucking nowhere to piss off Turks.
What, does their president
it's Jabba
look like
the
Jabba?
Hutt. I don't know.
Buddha. All right, don't all those people.
Dude, Buddha? I can't stand this life anymore. I'm done.
So you're going to kill yourself live on the air?
Do
yes.
It.
No, there are a lot of Muslims.
Dude, do
Turks.
You know how many listeners we get if you killed yourself on the air?
And Hero right now.
Like, really?
Well, I mean, we got to advertise it beforehand.
Yeah.
So we need at least like 2 weeks.
No, it's just so fucking dumb. I can't stand it anymore.
All right. So Steve is sick of the world, and in 2 weeks, he will kill himself on the air.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I think you get in trouble for that.
Let's make some t-shirts of it.
Yeah. Wait, we gotta wait till I get my my taxes in.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a little late. A little light on the low. All
right, Steve, you got to put off killing yourself for a little while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once I get my taxes back, we'll get the shirts made.
All right.
I'll try to get a good price. Then you kill yourself.
Okay.
Good idea.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I'll get one separate made for you from, like, you know, like an off-brand shirt. Because you're just going to get all muddied up in blood anyway.
Muddied up from your ass leakage.
The terrorist, Jabba the Hutt, likes to smoke a hookah and have his victims killed.
It's clear
that the ugly figure of Jabba and the whole scene smacks of racial prejudice and vulgar insinuations against Asians and Orientals as people with deceitful criminal personalities.
Dude, Star Wars was made like fucking 30-something years ago.
1977.
I mean, give me a break.
I mean, this movie, 1980.
Yeah, but regardless, 30-something years ago.
Well, a lot of Asians do have that look on their face like they're plotting something mischievous. You know, their eyes are really like closed tight, like they're thinking really
hard. Think about it.
Yeah.
Like, nobody was complaining about it back then. It's still around now. This is an example of something that has not undergone any kind of change that a lot of things do to remove these insulting subtleties or whatever. You know, there's a lot of stuff that was like, oh, it used to be this, but they had to change it if they still wanted to sell it. Mm. You know, this is Star Wars. It's not going to change. Fuck you.
No, they're trying to change it, and it will change.
Fuck you. I don't even like Star Wars, and this upsets me.
Well, you do like Lego, so.
I do.
Well, I got a clip here of the Turkish ambassador and him commenting.
Wow, that Turkish ambassador really is a jolly fellow, huh?
I could see now where he got it from.
Was that a black guy?
Who did the voice of Jabba?
I don't know. Could have been Frank Oz for all I know.
Who?
Frank Oz.
All right, my voice is cracking today. I'm very parched. I had this on Monday.
Very dry.
I had this on Monday. That was the last time I drank anything.
Very dry.
So I could use something, but I don't want to leave.
You're a filthy
show.
Pig, Derek. You clean up your shit.
I've been sitting here for 3 days straight. Well, Lego commented back here. They said the Lego Star Wars product Jabba's Palace does not reflect any actual existing buildings, people, or the mentioned mosque. The Lego minifigures are all modeled on characters from the movie. We regret that the product has caused the members of the Turkish cultural community to come to a wrong interpretation, but point out that when designing the product, the only fictional content of the Star Wars saga were referred to. Only the fictional content of the Star Wars saga were referred to.
That's a big fuck you from Lego.
Pretty much. Like, it's a fucking movie that's been out since 1980, and we're just fucking doing what they said, so if you weren't mad then, you can't be mad now. Fuck you.
Motherfuckers.
Go step on some fucking Legos.
So fucking time somebody stood up for themselves instead of bowing down like a punk pussy bitch.
Well, it is Turkey. It's not like, you know.
I like turkey.
Oh, I'm starving. We have any turkey?
I don't know, but the Royal Rumble's starting.
We got some chicken nuggets.
Is it? Is it blowing up?
Yeah,
right now?
Like I said, Roxine is going to be after the Rumble.
Damn.
And Ziggler's won.
You mean the actual Royal Rumble? Like the Rumble itself?
Yeah,
Rumble
it's kind of late in the week for them to do the Rumble.
So are you missing it?
I'm missing it right now.
It's a little late in the week for them to be doing the Rumble, huh?
I can torrent it real quick.
How are they starting?
Oh, whoops.
Why are they starting?
I have a bunch of links over here. I can watch it.
Why are they starting the Rumble on Thursday? That's weird.
Oh yeah.
Whoops.
By the way, today Thursday, January 31st is the Independence Day of Nauru, Australia.
Sure. Congratulations.
Australia. What a weird country.
What a dumb country.
Yeah. Also. Today, Thursday, January 31st, is the day that Avatar became the first film to gross over $2 billion worldwide.
Interesting.
No, Avatar. 2010.
Who would they
and Matt,
beat?
Your friend that you were supposed to go and watch, was he just like sitting by the window waiting for you the whole time?
Yeah, probably is.
just like, don't finish the chips. Matt's coming.
Where is he?
I love chips.
Oh,
he did get Doritos.
Yeah.
What kind of Doritos?
Those are Matt's Doritos.
Spicy chili?
And those three are Matt's Cokes.
Spicy chili? Those three.
Yeah. He's got three cans of Coke.
Can I bring some Coke with me, Derek?
Yeah, sure.
By the way,
it's a good thing you did all that on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, we're watching the replay.
This is getting so confusing. By the way, what?
I forgot.
Oh, don't do that.
Hey,
oh,
1995 today.
I was just did it too. Everybody here, let's close it up there. We're done.
Today, January 31st, 1995, President Bill Clinton, this really worked out, authorizes $20 billion loan to Mexico to stabilize its economy.
Oh, good, good.
Glad that worked out.
Ba-dum-bum.
Good idea.
Oh, shit, Jericho was number two.
Nice. He's going to put over Ziggler big time.
Why don't you send me a link? I'll throw it up here while we're wrapping up.
Oh, cool. This is totally illegal.
It's fine. Women sue explicit revenge porn site after jilted lovers anonymously posted revealing pictures of them. This was a site that is no longer up, Texan.com with three X's, which is hosted by GoDaddy.com, we might add. And basically, this was a site that encouraged people to put pictures of their exes up and for other people to view. Hoping there's a video here. No, why would there be? There's screenshots of a video, but they don't give me actual video. Why would they? That's fucking loud.
You know what I really like about doing...
so fucking gross.
You know what I like about doing 2 one-hour shows? We don't have to post a shitty one.
Wow.
Are you saying this one's shitty?
No, I'm just tired.
Me too.
Because I'll kick your ass.
Let's see what's going on here.
Going online and then discovering compromising photos of themselves that were intended to be
blurry,
private, but then have been posted on a very public website by ex-boyfriends. As ABC's Bianca Goladriga reports, a group of women in Texas are fighting back with a lawsuit.
Yeah.
I was at work, actually, one day, and a friend of mine called.
It's the moment Holly Toops, a teacher's aide in Texas, says her life became a living hell.
I'm Holly. Your tits are all over the internet.
Some people talking about a website. It's pictures, you know, explicit photos that people posted, and she said, you're on there.
Toops found semi-nude
Holly, there's a picture of you with your labias open on the internet.
Posted on a porn site.
I just can't imagine... why someone would do this to anyone?
Just don't send naked pictures of yourself to people.
Derek, go to that site, please.
It's down.
A so-called revenge porn site, a place where private photos
revenge.
Often taken innocently for a former love interest are posted as a form of payback.
Their email addresses, phone numbers, your home address,
fucking Crypt Keeper,
often get posted along with some of these photos.
That's what happened to Mariana Tassinger.
Who?
He eventually...
Tassinger.
Got me to trust him, and I did.
I'm gonna poke her on Facebook.
She says a man she had been dating for a few months posted her private photos
Facebook.
On the same site.
Yeah, he's poker, dude.
She says he even called her one of my exploits.
I guess I didn't know that people were that horrible.
Yeah, they are.
This morning, Toops and Tassinger, along with dozens of other
people. You know what? Like, I feel bad for these girls, but they're fucking dumb.
They're fucking hot.
Yeah, they are, but they're so dumb.
No,
why would you do that?
Second one was definitely hotter than the first one.
They're all fucking hot. It don't matter.
And its hosting company, GoDaddy. Wow, let's not bring GoDaddy into it.
Paul Bear.
God.
Oh, yes.
I don't regret speaking publicly about it. You know, if that's
publicly. Ew, I hate that fucking weird dimple.
Well, word of the issue is spreading. Sites like
Instagram. Yeah, what the hell happened to the other reporter?
Yeah.
Jericho and Ziggler
she
are
gave
tearing
up halfway through.
Down right now, by the way.
I told you, send me a link.
I did.
Oh, on what? FB?
Yeah.
On the FB?
Pull it up,
the
motherfucker.
FB. All right. So let me guess. You guys just want to end this now?
Yep. See ya.
Well, I'm good.
Superplex.
Here comes
the fucking opening.
Going?
Is this live stream or is it like delayed?
What?
Cody Rhodes, number 3.
Are we done?
Well,
Eddie wrestled tonight.
They do that a lot at Royal Rumbles. Now.
Yeah, I hate that.
Right, we're going to get going. That was 2 hours.
It's a short Thursday.
Yeah. A couple minutes. What are you going to do? With the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com is a website.
See ya.
CWERadio.com. Go there every Sunday. We record the show, in case you haven't noticed, and we don't change our shirts.
No. Well, I don't change them ever, apparently.
Yeah. You got the cartoon closet.
No, I'm not saying you don't change them ever. You just have a lot of black clothes.
I do. Yeah. Entirely.
That's pretty much
That's
it.
All I'm saying.
All righty. We will see you next Monday.
Monday.
Sunday,
whatever the hell it is.
Sunday, Monday, Thursday.
Why is everybody so tired?
Wednesday.
I think it's the Captain Morgan.
I'm wide awake.
Yeah?
I'm ready to fuck.
Well, me and you are partying all night.
There
we are.
These two can fucking...
We're watching movies we ain't never seen before.
That's right.
Ooh, he's doing the walls with the knee. when he doesn't do it like a Boston Crab.
Shout out to the Rabblecast.
Ooh. Nice. All right, we'll see you guys later.
We'll be streaming Royal Rumble.
You can't win the Royal Rumble until you get to the bridge. All 30. get in the ring. But you can certainly lose it before that.
And look at Dolph Ziggler. Chris Jericho. Oh, into the bottom rope is leading away.